Everyone, this is Julie Chen, Professor of Chinese Studies at University of Helsinki. In today's Helsinki China podcast, I would like to discuss a very timely and intriguing issue concerning the recent protests against Fudan University's campus in Hungary. As I understand, I think Hungary is one of those very pro-China European countries. I understand there has been a Belt and Road Initiative project, basically a railway between Belgrade, Serbia, and Budapest, Hungary. So it is a bit puzzling for me why suddenly that we see some kind of anti-China protest on the street of Budapest. I'm very delighted I have one expert who might be able to help me today. And so I have Richard Dukshani. He's a program director at Central European Institute of Palasky University in Czech Republic. At the same time, he's assistant professor of Mendel University in Brno, also Czech Republic. And he has written widely on Central and Eastern European politics and China's influence there. So I think he is really the best person who can help me clarify this puzzle. Thank you, Richard, for coming. And I would like to maybe begin by asking, can you tell me a bit about the protest in Hungary? Why it happened and who are on the streets?
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. This is a very interesting new development in Hungary. Essentially, as you said, Hungary has been under government of Viktor Orban since 2010. And with the time going, it has become one of the most pro-China governments in Europe. And actually, there was not so much visible opposition in Hungary previously. In recent weeks and months, we actually noticed that the Hungarian opposition got united and they started vocally oppose Prime Minister Viktor Orban's attitude towards China. And so basically, the project of Fudan University is also a very interesting example because it is supposed to operate under Chinese loan. So that's a similar setting as most Chinese infrastructure projects in developing world are being handled. But this is, of course, an EU country.
Thanks, Richard. Now it becomes more clear why suddenly we see some kind of a change from pro-China stance to anti-China stance as revealed in Hungary. Can you tell us a little bit about the new mayor of Budapest? How does he look at those China projects?
Recently, Budapest got the new mayor, who is actually very kind of relatively or very liberal-leaning mayor and quite a political opponent of Prime Minister Orban, who's on the other hand kind of right-wing conservative. So the current protests are driven to a large extent by the opposition. The mayor also moved to rename streets around the planned campus, such as Dalai Lama Street or Free Hong Kong Street and so on, as kind of a symbolic gesture. And then there was really a big public protest of, according to media, a few thousand people marching and protesting the whole idea.
Thanks, Richard, again. If our listeners are interested in Richard's analysis, you can find his recent article in The Diplomat. We will provide a link along with this episode. Basically, in his article, he also shed light on one of his recent surveys that found out, in fact, in Hungary, the general public are relatively negative towards China, and they have a very different stance from the Prime Minister of Hungary. In fact, what is even more interesting is even among the supporters of the Prime Minister, many of them, in fact, are not very supportive of Prime Minister's engagement with China. So if you're interested, please read Richard's article in The Diplomat. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Helsinki China Podcast. Stay tuned with us during this summer and keep safe.